So, Matt, you've come from all corners of the country to be here in Devonport today?
We certainly have, yeah. I come from Perth, and Phil comes over from Melbourne, and our bass player lives in northern New South Wales, and the drummer lives in Adelaide. So it's a very Australian band, this one.
Can you still call yourself Chain, though, because you're not exactly linked?
No.
You know, not directly, anyway.
We're linked where it counts, on stage, and your players won.
Still got the blues.
Never lose those. That's kept us going.
Phil, no screaming girls at Devonport Airport today. Was it disappointing?
Yeah, it was a bit disappointing.
You expecting that? No,
yeah, sure.
How often do you get back here to Tasmania?
Not that often, although I was in Hobart in December for the Hobart Blues Club. That was a great night. But I used to get here a couple of times a year when Mum and Dad were alive, but since they passed away, I haven't come across quite as often.
Now, it just happens. I was talking with an old friend of mine, Peter Lord, earlier today.
Yes, Peter, yeah.
He remembers
yeah.
your father, Athol, and yourself.
Sure.
One thing he does recall is that Athol had a little bit to do with the early days of TV.
TV, generally, yeah.
He remembers seeing a television for the first time, I'm pretty sure, through your window.
Yeah, well, I remember Dad had put a big aerial in our backyard. We had a black and white TV, and we could pick up Melbourne TV because at that stage we didn't have Tasmanian TV. And that was for the 1956 Olympics. And I can remember coming home, rushing home from school to see the Olympics and not being able to get in our lounge room because the whole street was in it.
Did that also play into, you know, the love that grew in you for blues, rock and roll? Did you happen to see, you know, Chuck Berry on the TV in 56 or something like that?
Look, I remember seeing Peter, Paul and Mary and some of the folk things in the very early 60s. And then really, I probably didn't take much notice until the Beatles and Rolling Stones came on. And that was, of course, about 63, 64. Both the Beatles and the Rolling Stones in particular. Because at that early stage of their career, they were doing songs by Chuck Berry and songs by Bo Diddley and songs by other blues people. And so that was the real introduction to it. It led to finding the real stuff, to find, you know, finally hearing some real Muddy Waters. Once that started to happen and we started to hear the real original things, the people that took up blues really fell in love with it because it was just great music.
Where did you first see, hear or get to play a guitar?
Well, I was 15 when I got my first guitar. Before that, I'd played ukulele for a year. Before that, I'd done 8 years, I think it was, of classical piano. So, yeah, I got my first guitar at 15.
Were you born with that, you know, desire to play music, or was it in the family?
Well, my grandfather got the MBE as a musician. He led the La Trobe Federal Band for 46 years, he was in it for another 20, and then he was band leader emeritus for 10, so he was in the one band for 76 years.
In the genes then.
Well, all my aunties played piano, Mum played piano. We sort of learnt piano as a matter of course.
Skipping forward quite a bit here, you mentioned Muddy Waters and you mentioned the Rolling Stones. They're two acts I know you've actually played with or supported.
I did two tours of Australia with Muddy. One show with the Rolling Stones at Kooyong Stadium, supporting them, and a whole host of other people that I've gone around Australia with or toured with, you know.
If you love blues and rock and roll, it's hard to go past Muddy Waters and the Rolling Stones.
Absolutely.
People you can name drop.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. What memories do you have, the standout moments of playing with people like that?
Probably the best one was on one of the tours with Muddy. I was actually in the process of splitting up with my first wife, and I was pretty down. And one night, Muddy, after the band went on stage, Muddy just hauled me aside in the dressing room and gave me this big fatherly lecture, and which was really lovely, you know. It made quite a difference to me.
How did you actually get from being that 15-year-old kid in Devonport to the guy who went to number one with Chain, what, in your early 20s?
Well, it's quite a story, but I had been at art school in Hobart and Tony Worsley came up to a show there and I'd read that Vince Maloney, his guitar player, had left to join the Bee Gees. I went and fronted him at Hobart and just asked, you know, can I apply for the job? And 2 days later, I was in Melbourne rehearsing with the Blue Jays, but ended up in 1970, Matt came and joined the Chain that was a three-piece band at the time. Then Matt came and joined as a singer and harmonica player, and we wrote Black and Blue, recorded it. Next thing, we had a number one hit with it.
What was the impact of that, having a number one hit?
Well, as well as having a number one hit, we also had Michael Gudinski as a manager. We were Michael's first act.
Oh, so really?
We were very, very busy. We were touring all the time, working 5-6 times a week. Did wonderful things for us. And
had the smarts?
Yeah, you had the smarts. That's right.
You're more into the acoustic blues now, aren't you?
Yeah, I do mainly acoustic blues now. I sort of consider myself semi-retired in some ways. I still do the solo work. Still do Chain a few times a year, and I do some really interesting things with other Melbourne musicians, people, old friends, like Chris Stockley and Kieran Tolhurst from the Dingoes, you know, Chris Finnan, another very old friend from Adelaide. It's a nice balance now between the acoustic stuff and the electric.
No doubt your show here for the Blues Festival will be electric with Chain.
Well, we hope it's very electric.
Yeah. Has the music of Chain changed much over time?
Yes, everything evolves, but once we've got something sort of fairly set, it tends to stay that way. The only thing that will tend to vary are the solos, the improvised sections.
I better let you guys get from the airport to wherever you're heading next.
Yeah.
I really appreciate the chat, Phil.
Yeah, thank you.